Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Regardless of where you are right now, you're listening to episode 43 of the Player Player Podcast, the show where we try to discuss video games in a way that everyone can enjoy. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, we forgot to change the name, himself, Arsen Lakpa.
Hey, hey, guys, it's me, Tony Stork. I'm just delivering babies and firing my lasers, huh?
Was Tony Stork the thing from last week,
too? Yeah, right? It was. I don't know what okay, I did last week, I was just making week, sure. Though. I'm going to do a bird noise, though.
All right. Thank you for that, my guy.
No problem.
As always, everybody, each and every Thursday, we drop a brand new episode on all major podcast platforms, delivering you another quality discussion from your two favorite boys. And in regards to that, to my Spotify listeners and anybody else that listens to the podcast on platforms that aren't iTunes that may have not noticed the podcast be posted last week. I'm sorry about that. Not sure what happened, but for whatever reason, Spotify didn't update.
They let us down, bro.
They let us down. I'm not sure what happened. Spotify didn't update the new episode, but iTunes got it. So if you missed last week's episode, it is now available on Spotify. We've confirmed it, and I will ensure that tomorrow, or when you guys are listening to this, everybody gets the episode on Thursday this week. So
yeah,
moving on from that, how you been, my guy?
Been pretty good, pretty flexing, pretty that's not even
pretty flexing.
That's not even a, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that, but I'm doing all right.
You better be sorry, bro.
Yeah, I finished my exams, so
congrats. Yeah,
final exams, last final exams. Next time I record this podcast, I will no longer be at this institution. So, F of school.
Where are you going to be recording at?
Be right in my home bedroom.
Dang.
I'll be right at home.
We're going back to the roots.
Back to the roots. And then hopefully in a couple weeks after that, I can get the hell up out of there and get my own apartment. But, you know, we'll see. Things are going to be moving quick, y'all. So we might be all over the place in the next month. You feel me? I might go from TBD. Home. I might be at McDonald's. Who knows?
McDonald's. Yeah. Dang, that's crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
They're getting cleaner. I will say that.
That is true. Cleaner. But then they're getting dirty again. But, like, you know, it happens.
It happens, man.
What about you?
So, me, you know, I'm just working, bro. Just working and enjoying my weekends. That's about it. Just
no more homeless people stories?
We did find a freaking like heroin needle outside my apartment.
Oh, whoa.
Just sitting on the ground. I was like, oh nah, bro. Somebody gotta clean this up. We're out here dropping heroin needles, bro. Which then made me think, all right, you live in Seattle, you know that there's a big opioid crisis in Seattle. But also, I'm like, dang, how much does this shit cost, bro? Like,
that's true.
It must be cheap if homeless people got it. Or I don't know.
Like, I feel like homeless people, like, steal and stuff. You know, this is just me saying, I don't know anything about homeless people, but I feel like,
dang, my man over here.
Am I putting stereotypes
on homeless people?
Bro, if you're homeless, you don't have any money, so therefore you need to provide for yourself.
I mean, alternative, or you just ask for change, you know what I'm saying, on the sidewalk.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
They might steal. I don't know.
They might do well. But double down,
some
bro.
People, I mean, all homeless people obviously not steal.
If I were homeless, I'd steal. I'll tell you that much.
I mean, there we go. You might be homeless soon. You just said you would be at McDonald's stealing cheeseburgers.
Right.
You
know what stealing I mean? Cheeseburgers and their Wi-Fi.
Dang. But yeah, I'm like, dang, how much does heroin cost? Is it cheap? If so.
I'm like, gotta get me some. Send me some.
Yeah, me. But anyways, so yeah, no homeless stories really.
That's
although
okay.
Amanda did say she heard some people. Actually, that story's kind of sad. I'm not going to tell that story. This is a happy podcast.
Dang. You gotta tell me.
Basically, homeless people just yelling. That's
okay.
That's it.
Gotcha.
People always yelling outside my goddamn door, bro.
Of course, bro.
But been playing Cuphead.
Yeah,
just trying to beat it. I'm on this dumbass King Dice looking.
Oh yeah, King Dice. You made it through. Dang, you're basically done,
King
bro.
Dice. I know, but you know, King Dice is annoying. He one hasn't like triggered me good. Yet, but like, yeah, I haven't really had a chance to sit down for like solid hour and a half, 2 hours, and just bang it out. But I'll get him. I'm pretty close on King Dice.
Nice.
I'm the last boss of Shadow of the Colossus with Amanda.
Oh, nice.
So we're wrapping up a lot of games here. Dang, unfortunately, Days game. Gone is not good.
Yeah, so. That was. Yeah, that's kind of a big, it's a big bummer.
Big bummer, but talk with Amanda, and we're gonna pick up Hellblade's The Newest Sacrifice next. Nice. So I'll report back in on how well that game turns out.
You know, I'm trying to cop that one too, bro. I'm gonna be honest. I've been meaning to cop it. I'm probably not gonna cop it anytime soon, but I'll go off of your recommendation.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it is. It's probably worth like $15, but
yeah. When you gonna get Amanda on Sekiro though?
Dang, I'm waiting. Sekiro's on the backlog. I'm waiting, but you know, after I beat Cuphead, I'm gonna need a second, you know, to just unwind, get back on Assassin's Creed,
ooh,
put in some work there, and okay, then I'll pick up Sekiro and torture myself some more.
Of course.
But yeah, just been playing a bunch of different games, you know, in game, which we'll talk about in a second. You know, I've been waiting, I don't know how long for that. The hype is there. Game of Thrones has been popping off.
Of course.
A little disappointed by last week's episode. You don't give a hell because you don't watch Game of Thrones, so I won't even talk about it.
I want to, though. I want to.
Yeah, well, a couple months when everything all blows over, pick it up. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get into our first segment here. A little special segment
that
we got here for you. Let me actually write this time code down because this might be clipped.
Okay.
We got to, you know, we don't often add new sections to the podcast. As a matter of fact, we often take away segments from podcast. But I want to add something a little special here. Something that really, I think, adds a lot to the topic of video games and video game media.
Yes.
And that segment is called Fuck Travis Scott.
Whoa!
Bro.
Whoa!
Fuck Travis J. Scott. I don't know. I don't know if his middle name has a J in it, but you know, I'm just gonna assume it does, because I'm gonna tell you what's going on here.
Let me just go
off right now. Actually, the segment's called Fuck Travis Scott, but I'm gonna be transparent. This has nothing to do with Travis Scott, and I'm just salty. Actually, I kind of actually like Travis Scott, and let me tell you, he's releasing a new pair of Jordans, Air Jordan 1s to be exact, and they're really cool because the Nike swoosh on them is backwards, and it's like, wow, that's cool.
That's going to be $1 million.
I love Nike swooshes that are backwards. They're releasing on the 11th, but, you know, I'm in the sneaker subreddit, I'm in the communities. There was a little rumblings yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
People were like, oh, today is Travis Scott's birthday. By the way, fuck you, Travis Scott, for your birthday. Not happy birthday to you, because you fucked me.
Oh, but
I'm sorry. I know kids listen to this. Just kidding. I don't know the age range, but let me
put this on explicit mode.
Profanity. explicit mode. Yeah, exactly. Explicit mode, not sicko mode, because fuck you, Travis Scott. Basically, he drops. People are like, oh, it's his birthday. There's going to be a surprise drop of his sneakers. And I was like, dang. Everybody's like, obviously, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. I'm like, oh, I don't know who to believe. People are like, oh, they'll drop at 6 p.m. Everybody, watch out. Watch out, 6 p.m. Well, let me tell you. They dropped at 4:30. I wasn't ready. I got the notification on my phone. I'm at work, you know, trying to get stuff done. I'm stressed. My finger's fumbling, bro. The Wi-Fi's super slow. By the way, I'm on Amazon Wi-Fi. Like, how's it slow? Explain that to me,
true,
sir.
True.
What's going on?
How you running
so
service?
Then I'm like, I can't even freaking load the thing on my phone, so like, dang, I'm gonna have to send the link to my computer somehow. So I'm like fumbling, I'm going to Google Keep, trying to save it in my notes, and then access it on my goddamn laptop. And then by the time I get to the freaking checkout thing, like I get my size 12, add it to the cart, I'm waiting to check out. I'm like stuck in this queue for 5 minutes, sold out, everything sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I would be okay with this if, one, I didn't want these shoes so goddamn bad, and two, if they didn't do this once again, like, months ago, during the Grammys, people are like, oh, they're gonna shock drop Travis Scott's, like, shoes because he's nominated for a Grammy. The man didn't win a Grammy, but they still dropped the shoes, and, like,
y'all gotta stop,
they were up for literally, like, they were up for literally, like, a minute, bro, and apparently there was only, like, 100 pairs. For the whole goddamn
world. US? 100 pairs? US.
Come on now. Nuts, I just want the goddamn shoes, bro. And, you know, they resell them for $1,000.
I see
bro.
That here, bro. What in the world? Yo, I see. It's less than a minute. That's how long it took to sell out.
Yeah, bro. You know, they just straight booing.
Why are these ugly ass shoes in the first place, bro?
First of all, ugly. They're dope. The swoosh is backwards, and they got a little pocket on them that you can put stuff in.
I saw the pocket, but the swoosh being backwards, it's only okay.
It's freaking clean, bro. Yeah. But yeah, that ends my segment. Fuck Travis Scott, unless I actually, the full release of the sneakers is next Saturday, the Saturday after next, the 11th. Damn. If I'm able to cop that Saturday, I will take every single thing I just said back.
We're going
to
redact
Travis, it. If for some reason somebody like shows you this podcast, this was a bit, this was a joke. I actually respect you a lot. I hope you had a great birthday.
He probably already clicked off.
I love your shoes. Yep. I'm already doomed. He's going to make a rap song and diss me. Just kidding. I'm not even relevant.
Fake podcast.
Anyways, moving right along because we're 11 minutes into the podcast.
So I guess you can say that's the end of that segment. So I guess we should go to the end game. Am I right?
Boo,
thank you, everybody. Boo. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Dang, I hope not. Please. All right. So we're not gonna discuss spoilers, but
yes,
we are in our monthly cooldown at the end of May. So
yes,
I think in 3 episodes. Give me your general thoughts,
bro. Like, I wish I was watching it like, you know, like a private viewing showing or whatever, so I could have been standing up the whole time screaming.
Oh yeah,
because like that movie was hype out of the wazoo. I swear they had me. It was like riding like in a roller coaster. I was like, whoa, whoa, and then it just had me over the place. And then I'd be like, oh, look at this person. So I felt like I was going like, you know, sicko mode. You know, shout out Travis Scott one time in the theater. But you know, I don't make the noises in the theater. You know, I'm not that person.
Yeah, I respect you.
Yeah, and I was very fortunate. Didn't have any of those. There was It was like one part where it was like, I think something cool happened. It literally sounded like some dude was nutting in the back, bro. I swear. My man.
What happened?
I don't remember which scene it was. And like, even if I did, I probably won't tell it because it was just like, it was a big scene or something. And dude, a couple rows behind me. You know, I think it was everybody, it was a part where everybody was cheering. And then like one dude was just like still going. And it sounded like bro was literally like in the middle of an orgasm. He was in it to win it. Oh, he was like,
and I was like, bro, no. Somebody get him.
Get
somebody
him out of here.
Come get her.
But yeah, overall, like I'd say it was a very fun movie for me. And I really want to, you know, talk about this on monthly cooldown.
Yeah.
Because like there's just like, you know, aspects of the movie that I just really enjoyed. So yeah, that's my review. How about yourself, man?
Hey, man, I've been waiting for this movie for I don't know how long. I watched the entire MCU over again.
You're crazy.
Back in, like, January, all 22 movies, and I will tell you that is the best way I could have possibly ever experienced this film. All the callbacks, all the references, all of, like, the build-up, knowing all the plot lines. It was just so satisfying watching this movie. I see, you know, I've talked to a couple people, and people are like, oh, I liked Infinity War better. There was more action. This one was kind of like a little too long. Mm-hmm. Like some parts were too slow. And I respect that opinion. Infinity War was out of this world, but there's no way I would rank Infinity War over Endgame after watching all of the movies in order. So close together. It was just like ultimate fan service. I've never been in a theater and just been overwhelmed with like what I was seeing on screen. And I kind of felt like how people talked about like seeing Star Wars back in the day. I felt like this was my Star Wars, like just not like when the third movie came out or whatever, just like not being able to believe what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just incredible. Awesome scenes. We'll talk a little bit more about it in the monthly cooldown, but 10 out of 10. Absolutely. I loved it. Wouldn't change a thing.
You gotta go see it again, ain't you?
Absolutely. I'm hoping I can see it this weekend.
Gotcha.
It's Saturday. But we'll see. Yeah.
Me too.
I really loved it. And that I understand this is completely coming from me being like a super Marvel MCU fanboy.
Yeah.
Big fan of like superheroes, all that stuff.
Comic book
superhero genre. Exactly. So I had literally zero complaints.
Dang. Of course, a little Marvel fanboy over here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I had one complaint about the ending, but like I just thought it was kind of long, just a little lengthy. I know that's like been like a common complaint.
Ending?
Yeah.
was lengthy?
Yeah, like they like drug out some of the events of the ending a bit long.
Oh.
Too long, in my opinion. You know, I was like, dang,
like, son. When we boxing?
Nah, it was like, you know, the post-boxing. I was like, okay, end of the movie, here it comes.
Okay. And then they're we like, can talk about it offline a little
we'll
bit.
We'll talk about it offline. Also, I do wish I had watched through, you know, all the MCU movies beforehand. I think I would have had a better, I had a good experience, you know, but I think it would have been like, you know, a crisper experience.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you watch all the MCUs like within a year or something, and then you watch Endgame, it's like every couple minutes there's something that they reference and like something that's tied in. I loved it so much. But
also I didn't know there's a couple key ones I definitely missed, or key movies I've missed that I regret not watching beforehand. I just didn't have the time.
So, yeah. But you know, I regard Endgame as like a superhero masterpiece, a cinematic masterpiece in terms of like them bringing together threads from 21 other movies. But we have another masterpiece on our hands.
Yes. Probably going like, to be the... It probably will win an Oscar. Is that the that's the movie, people? Yeah.
I think so. Move out the way, Endgame, because there's another movie in town, and that movie is called Sonic the Hedgehog. Ooh-wee! What did you think, my guy? Give me your 60-minute review.
My 60
seconds. I don't want 60 minutes.
Yo, my 60-second review of this trailer, bro, I swear to God, I feel like I hadn't laughed so hard in, like, in a minute, bro. Like, that trailer had me messed up. I was like sitting there. I was like, okay, yeah, I'd already seen his face. I had already been, you know, shocked. When he came on the screen and was talking, and like the guy comes in like into his little shack or whatever, because for some reason Sonic lives in a shack. Yeah. And then Sonic goes like, meow, and I was like, oh my god. So we in for a ride, aren't we?
We really are, my guy.
So
I'm
excited for it. I'm very confused by some of Sonic's abilities. Yeah, I don't understand why he's got electrified fur. The teleportation, bro. Did you see that?
I definitely saw it. I was there.
I was like,
I witnessed it.
I was like, and then I realized, bro, I think it's supposed to be like, you know, at the end of every level, the goal ring. Yeah. That's and exactly I was like, what? Like, exactly at first I thought it was whack, but now I'm like, I'm kind of like, huh, okay, I can see it. Yeah, what are your thoughts? I want to hear your thoughts. I'm seeing
my thoughts is Sonic is booing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I'm not paying money for this. Unless it's just like we got a group of people and we're going to go see a matinee showing as a joke.
Yeah. Like,
the movie, I would watch it. Like, if it was on HBO Go or whatever, like, I would watch it. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look like I would be entertained by it at all. But I'm like, this is clearly a kid movie. Like, first of all, the plot of Sonic, like...
What is the plot of Sonic?
Depending on the games, like, you can maybe piece together a good plot where it's like, oh, Chaos Emerald, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I don't, like... Sonic in itself is like, what is this game even about, really? Like,
he's just running,
who
bro.
Are these characters? Like, why is Sonic, like, why does he have these shoes? Like, what's going on, bro? Like, just a lot of questions. So I'm like, dude, this movie is for kids. I think kids would like it if you're under, like, the age of, like, 10 or something. Mm-hmm. I think it would be fine. You know, I'm kind of annoyed at all these adults complaining about how bad this movie is. I'm like, bro.
That's all they do, bro.
It's for children, bro. Just let it go. Like, this is an L. Jim Carrey's in it. Maybe he'll at least be pretty good. The casting seems okay, but I don't know why everything's got to be live action nowadays.
That's true. Like, it's the way.
Like, why?
It is.
What is the purpose,
way.
Bro? You know, I mean, Sonic just looks kind of scary.
He got them human teeth, them human eyes.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, what? Like, I get it in the context of, okay, Lion King. Well, I also don't get Lion King. It's not live action, bro. It's just high-def like, animation, bro. Yeah, like,
but they look like
what,
real
what was live so. About this?
It's just hella CGI. It's supposed to be like that live-action Jungle Book movie, which, you know, I figured they thought that one did well in theaters, so this one's gonna do. That's what they're thinking, probably.
But Jungle Book at least had, like, humans in it, right?
Yeah, it had
that little kid. This has no humans. That's are true. People actually in mocap suits, or is this just all pure CGI? Because I would imagine
what it's
pure
you think?
CGI.
There are people in mocap suits in Jungle Book?
No, I'm talking about in Lion King.
In Lion King? No, there's no way, bro.
So it's not live action. It's just fucking, it's still animated. It's just CGI.
Yeah, that's true. Wait a minute. Why are they calling it live action? I don't think Disney's calling it live. I just think the masses are calling it live action because it just looks so realistic. We need to stop
this, bro.
We got to put a stop to it.
I mean, if it's good, hey, like, all for increasing CGI budgets, whatever. But it's not live action, and like mixing humans with live action, we don't have to do it for everything, bro. That's make some more animated movies.
Yeah, we need more. We need anime. We just need anime.
Let's, exactly. Let's stick with Space Jam. We can probably keep Lion King, but let's make some more animated stuff. Frozen 2. That's what I'm ready for.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Dang, son. I feel like we a little deep in here, bro. We should probably get to the topic.
We got 10 minutes left in the podcast. We got
10 minutes left.
But hey, yo, didn't you have a segue that you wanted to say?
Oh, yeah. All right. I had forgotten it. I was like, dang, son. But yeah, so you know the Sonic video games? I used to play Sonic all the time when I played Sonic Riders. You guys remember that episode? Basically, we're
probably
talking
nobody
about,
remembers that. Like, yeah, people I feel started like, listening 5 episodes ago. They're like, "What the hell are you talking about, bro?"
Yeah. So, just a quick recap. Found out at like a friend's like party or whatever when I brought my PlayStation 2 over that I had like 1,000 hours in Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, and everybody was roasting me. So that's why this week's topic is games that have hooked us. You know, really like you know they really sunk that like that meat hook, that Roadhog hook. Yanked us over to our persons and then shot us in the face with a scrap gun. For those of you who don't know, Overwatch reference. So, you know, I feel like we both have had some games that have, like, you know, have done this for us. Like, games that, like, we'll play them. We'll even stop playing them. We'll stop playing them for a minute, but then we'll come right back to them.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's almost like a boomerang or something like that. Do you have, like I don't know if you have any right now that you're going through, but like were there games like that for you growing up?
So here's the thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very often, if ever, I put a game down for an extended period of time and come back to it and play it and like finish it. Or like in the case of most single player games, like if I beat it, that's it. I'm not playing it again. Like, ever. 9 times out of 10. There were games in my childhood that I just always played, but those were games that kind of, like, allowed for, like, the main, like, it wasn't single player. It was, like, either multiplayer or what have you. I will say there are some games that I just can't put down and that I'm hooked on. And, like, even, like, sometimes, you know how, you know, Christmas comes along, you may get 2 or 3 games.
Yeah,
and you're like, I want to give all these games equal tender love and care, but like there's always with me like one game that's just head and shoulders above the rest, and I cannot stop playing that. And I literally play that game for like a month straight, and then I play the other games that I got for Christmas.
Okay.
And a couple games that did this for me. One, recently, Ratchet and Clank, I played through twice.
Yeah, you're crazy.
And like I said, I don't play through games more than once ever. So this was like one of the first times ever I played through a game twice, mainly to get the platinum, but mainly just because it was a nice, relaxing play. It wasn't too difficult. The game was fun. The story is great. The graphics are like pretty good. This is Ratchet and Clank on the very PS4, classic, by the way. Yeah. Loved Ratchet and Clank. Very nostalgic. I played all of them on the PS2. So that was one that I sticked with, and I played a lot for like 2 weeks. The Witcher 3, obviously, I only played it once, but I felt like I, you know, searched every nook and cranny, couldn't put the game down, didn't care about anything else when I was playing The Witcher. And if we're talking about games that I legit did put down and then come back to you a while later, there's Rocket League.
Okay.
Which every time they release a new port, you know, I'll come back and play a little bit.
Then you buy a new copy, and then
exactly. I'll just buy a new copy, play it more. We also have to play our tournament. You know, don't think I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So, there's Rocket League. There's also a little bit of Minecraft.
Okay.
I haven't played in a long time, but there was a good bit of time where I like always came back to Minecraft.
Minecraft got a new update. I don't know if you've heard.
I have not heard.
They say it's like a year in the making. So
whoa,
we might. It's like a villagers update where they got like crossbows and like evil villagers and stuff. So I'm mad
to get back into it.
I might hop back on. But yeah, anyways, continue.
But and then from my childhood, I just played a lot of Pokemon. Going back to stuff, I think Pokemon was the main game, and then maybe like a couple Crash games. But yeah, what about you? I want to hear what you got to say. I feel like you are more of the person that does like the boss rush, but like the Binding of Isaac style games.
Roguelites,
stuff like that mm-hmm. you know, really thrive off of multiple playthroughs. So what about you?
Okay, so you know, I thought about this one, like, you know, obviously brought up the example of like, you know, Sonic Riders. Yeah. But then I started thinking in terms of like, I'm gonna start with like, I guess like kind of like early childhood.
Yeah.
There were just like, at the time, there were games that I thought were fun, but like, I don't know, and they hooked me. But for some reason, like, you know, being inept because I was just a little toddler boy, and I like, you know, couldn't beat the game. So I would like, you know, I had to put the game down. But then I'll pick it back up when I'm a little bit older, you know, regardless of the game. Sometimes I would be able to, like, you know, come back into it. So, like, that, I thought of that as, like, you know, one example of a game like that for me that was, like, Jimmy Neutron, like, Operation Jet Rescue, something like that, bro. That game had me.
My man had the Nickelodeon pack.
I had SpongeBob SquarePants movie. I had SpongeBob, what's that man's name? Oh, Revenge of the Flying Dutchman? Yeah, so I had to come back in on all three of those games, really put in some progress, really put in the work to, you know, complete. I still don't think I ever beat those games. So,
Battle for Bikini Bottom, you know what I mean?
That's the one, that's the one I wanted, and I never got it on, like, console. I got it on my Game Boy, and so it was pretty whack. It was not good enough. I had the cheat code to get to the last level, though, so, you know, I felt pretty clean.
Disappointed,
I understand. But, but yeah, like, I guess nowadays, you know, I will put a game down. I will pick, like, I have various reasons for putting a game down. But, like, most of the time, if a game is good enough, like, I will pick it back up. Like, for example, Binding of Isaac, like we mentioned. That game, I just recently picked it back up because I've put in maybe, like, I think Sing will probably say, like, maybe around, like, 5 or so hours in the past 2 weeks. Just from, maybe this past week, honestly. Just because I was like, you know what? I'm bored. Let me play this game just because I know I'll always have a good time, even if I get upset. Persona 5. I picked that one back up 2 weeks ago.
That's crazy.
I'm a little more than halfway done now. So we're going to be making it. That's definitely going to be my next dedicated game.
Persona 5 is dangerous, bro.
What do you mean,
like,
bro?
If you put it down, bro, you're just hooked. Like, if you come back to this game months down the road, you're like, bro, what?
I was worried.
You still got a whole game left to play, basically.
I was worried, but, like, I'm not worried anymore. I went back in, and I'm refamiliarized with the game, and I feel like
how long did it take you, though?
To get refamiliarized? I mean, like, obviously, like, you know, the attack stuff, that wasn't hard or anything like that. But, like, you know,
I guess understanding what the hell was going on.
I don't think it took me that long because I think I had played like in very short sporadic bursts like since the last time I like really binged it. So that way, like, you know, maybe like a day or two that I would play it. And then I was like, all right. So that way, like I never forgot the story. So I set myself up. But like, I get what you're saying, though. Like, if I had just like, you know, went cold turkey on that bad boy, I'd be like, Makoto? Who?
Dang, bro, you got all these items that you're managing.
I forgot my
whole strategy. I forgot what I was like. Because, you know, like, when you're playing Persona, you got the calendar figured out. You're like, all right,
true.
In 2 weeks, I'm going here. I'm going to talk to this person. I'm trying to build this link up. It's like, dang, you leave for a couple months. You come back. You're like, oh, hell no,
what
nah,
am
bro.
I trying to do? Like, what was How my I, plan?
What are my stats, bro? I don't even know.
So, yeah, I'm working on raising those stats. But, yeah, Persona 5. And, you know, I think there's just, like, a lot of other games that I want to get back into that I've, like, you know, really, you know, I have had to put them down for now. Or, you know, like, even, like, Sekiro, I've put it down for in place of Persona 5 just because it's a, I'm at a little bit of standstill, I won't lie. The game is, I got to a couple, like, I mean, I think there's, like, you know, a multi-path type of game. I'm at a point where it's, like, you know, it's just some bosses. That's all I got to beat. I got to beat those bosses. And, you know, them boys ain't easy now.
Oh, so, hell no.
I made it to the monkey, man. Oh, no. I don't know if you've seen clips of, like, the monkey, the big old, like...
Oh, hell yeah. The poop one?
The poop monkey.
Oh, no.
Then I swear, bro, like, I didn't notice in, like, the videos and stuff, but, like, when he throw his poop at you, he literally, like, he just starts laughing, like the D's Nuts guy. Like, he does the exact same thing. He's like the teeth sticking out too, bro. I was like, oh, bro, nah. I've never felt more, like, disrespected in my life. Like, he'll do it. He'll laugh at you even if he misses. And I'm like, if you don't shut your monkey looking. Somebody got to get him. And I'm going to get him one day, but we'll see. But, yeah, like, you know, I feel like these games, like, they hooked us. But, like, why, though? Like, do you feel like you have, like, I guess with the games that, you know, like, you, for example, those games that you played, you know, on your Christmas morning for a month straight, what was it about? Like, what were some of those, like, aspects?
I think, like, the main thing that really got me is just, like, the loop, right? Like, for example, Persona, it's like, when you first jump into the game, you're like, dude, this game has way too many mechanics, like, too many things to, like, keep your mind on, where it's like, oh, you gotta manage your calendar, you have to, like, think about going to school, you have to think about relationships, you also have to think about how you're tackling these dungeons. There's, like, literally, you know, dozens and dozens of things you have to keep your mind on at all times while playing this game. But as I got through the game and I, like, start to understand things more, like, it became, like, more of an incentive to, like, oh man, like, I gotta get through this calendar and a couple, like, you start seeing what's ahead, like, it's mm-hmm. Like, in a couple months or, like, in a couple in-game days, like, I'll tackle this dungeon, like, I gotta prepare for this dungeon, I have to perk my character. Meanwhile, I have all these links, I'm building all these relationships, I can't wait to unlock, like, the relationship with this person, these abilities, and, like, them, like, basically giving you a clear path of, like, what you can achieve, like, mm-hmm. given a little bit of time, is what kind of, like, kept me going. Same thing with, like, The Witcher 3. Mm-hmm. Like, at the very beginning, very confused. Like, the mechanics were a little... I was like, dude, this combat makes no sense.
How you play this game.
But exactly. But as, like, you play a little more and they really give you a taste of, like, how the story trees can evolve, how your combat can evolve, how it can affect the gameplay, all that stuff. It's like, dang, I really want to see what else this game has to offer. Is what really hooked me. And then okay. Things like Cuphead, which I'm currently addicted mm-hmm. to. It's like the challenge, dude. It's just like, I don't want to fail. Like, I want to beat this game. Like, it's since it's like regarded such an achievement to, like, beat these hard games, just like Celeste, Cuphead, stuff like that. It's like, I'm just going to grind. I'm going to get better. I'm going to improve and I'm going to eventually beat it. That's my philosophy on those types of games. But what about you?
I feel like I've got, like, I'm thinking off the top of my head, I think there's like four things. And I'm probably going to forget all four of them, like, while I'm speaking. But, you know, we'll just go for it. So, like, I guess, like, first of all, like one aspect that kind of, you know, gets me is, like, definitely, like, that challenge. Like, what you were talking about with Cuphead. Like, if I find a game and I'm like, oh, nah, like, I know I'm about to get my ass beat. Like, that'll definitely be one that I'm trying to, like, you know, pick up and, like, just
exactly,
really...
Yeah.
Really, you know, if it seems too hard, I'm not going to be, like, I'm not going to play, like, dang, like, what was that, Getting Over It with Bennett Foddy? I was like, nah, so I'm not doing that. But, like, a Cuphead where it's like, you know, it's a skill game, you know,
like, yeah, exactly. It's all the thing, about, like, you know, if you improve your skills, like, this is doable. Like,
yes.
There's very little jank involved.
And it feels rewarding doing so.
Absolutely.
Additionally, you know, that story, I think is a good one. Like, I can put down, like, which is like I obviously I don't know the Persona 5 story, like, you know, all the way through just yet, but, like, and I feel like I kind of have, like, a general, you know, I grasp of, like, you know, what, like, direction it might head in, mm-hmm. but, like, so, like, that's kind of, like, what gives me, but, like, I feel like I want to complete that story. I want to be able to, you know, get, like, you know, justice for, like, you know, all the characters in the game, because, like, I'm like, dang, these people were wronged, like, that's awful, bro, like, come on, like, They need to have their wrongs righted. You feel me? Justice for the Persona boys. Also, just general gameplay. General gameplay really does get me going. Like, what's one that, like, Metal Gear Solid 5. Like, I ain't picked that one up, but I really want to just complete that game. You know, I told you about that game. The game raises my blood pressure, but the gameplay is just so fun. Like, you know, managing, like, the whole stealth aspect of the game with, like, you know, your guns and stuff. Like, it's just crazy how, like, you know, involved that, like, game with Kojima. He be wilding out with those games. So, go ahead.
And it's just like Ratchet and Clank. That is basically, that's why I keep playing that. Because, one, the story is very lighthearted and fun, but mostly because the gameplay is just, like, very simple, but also very satisfying. The guns that they give you are very satisfying. Like, just, like, the challenges they put in front of you are really awesome. There's, like, basically, like, this racing aspect, which in any other game, it's, like, you throw some random racing minigame in, and you're, like, this is annoying. But in Ratchet & Clank, it was actually really fun to try and get, like,
you wanna best get the times top prize. Stuff like that. Yeah.
So it's, like, that's one of the games where, like, just the gameplay and just how fun it was. It was really what kept me playing and what caused me to play it a second time. So, yeah.
And then, kind of like bouncing off that one, my last point was just like the whole, like, just satisfaction that you feel whilst playing that game. Like, you just feel like, you feel good playing that game. Like, when you think about that game, you may have, like, you know, obviously, you know, you may not always win. But you're like, nah, I can see myself playing this game once again. Like, those are the types of games I really enjoy. One that I know, I'm like, yeah, I can pick it back up, like, you know, at any time. Sure. Really. And that's the way I felt about Persona. I know you didn't recommend it because you were like, oh, nah, I'm going to end up like Matt. And Matt's been, he has been lapped by Jose in a shocking update. So I'm not surprised. That shocked. Yeah, I didn't think that Jose would be rededicating time to Persona, but hey, I guess he really likes it.
This man Jose puts in the work for Persona games.
He really does. I've never, maybe when I get done, I'll understand, but, like, I'm just trying to get my stats up, bro. Like, I got everything at, like, 4, basically, and I'm like, can I get to 5? Like, am I gonna be, like, you know, December before I get everything to level 5? I've been leveling things up.
Basically, like, bro, I'm like, once I got to the game end of it and I had like one skill that hadn't been maxed out, I was like, well, let me just take my L because I am not playing through this 100 plus hour journey again, bro. It's impossible.
You don't have to start those again though, do you? Or
you do
the
like a new game plus.
Well, you have to start the whatchamacallums, the...
Yeah, they give you, like, little things to help speed it up, but you have to start them all over.
What do you get to, like, carry? What carries over? Like, is there anything that carries over?
I have no clue. All
right, well...
Jose could tell you.
Jose, we'll ask Jose after. Yeah, that's true.
But with that, we're kind of...
High on
time. Basically. High on time. Your boy is smoking up a little bit of time because we're high out here on time. So with that being said, let me close it out by saying thank you guys for listening to Player Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friends about us. If you want updates about future episodes and giveaways, follow us at Player Player Pod on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. And until next time, guys, keep gaming. Also, by the way, if you got the giveaway code from last episode, let us know about it. Tell us you got it.
Let us know, please.
Whatever you want
to
do.
Please, no, I need to know.
And if you did not listen to last week's episode because it didn't get posted properly or whatever, and you want a free game, go listen to it.
Go ahead and do what you got to do.
Arson read out the giveaway code, so there's that. But yeah, until next time, guys, keep gaming. Talk to you guys later.